Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
It's just a jump to the left.
For the past 28 years, fans of the Rocky Horror Picture Show have done the time warp every Saturday night at the AMC Lowe's in Harvard Square. But that movie theater announced today that it will be going dark in July. WBUR's Andrea Shea has the story.
Since the 1980s, fans have flocked to the AMC Lowe's at midnight, dressed as characters from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. They would scream out lines of dialogue and throw rice at the movie screen. But this longtime tradition will happen only three more times before Harvard Square's only multiplex shuts down for good on Saturday, July 8th. While Jeb Bowron of Belmont never saw Rocky Horror here himself, he says he's been paying the price of admission to other mainstream Hollywood films since the 80s.
I saw a movie here yesterday, and I was sort of noticing how dirty it was. The particular theater that I was in, a lot of seats were broken.
And now Bowron knows why.
I'm disappointed just because it's great to have it here in this location. I'm always keeping an eye on what movies are here, and it's convenient for me, so that's too bad.
George Clark is also disappointed about the theater's closing. He works at Harvard University.
I used to live in Central Square and just enjoyed coming here. I think it's kind of a cultural meltdown to lose a first-run movie house in the center of New England, really.
A couple blocks away is the Brattle Theater. Its creative director, Ned Hinkle, is disheartened by the news, but not surprised.
We've known for a long time there have been rumors about this maybe happening. And I used to go to the Harvard Square when I was a teenager, and I saw things there like Repo Man and Monty Python and the Holy Grail and Rocky Horror Picture Show, and arguably it colored my film preferences even more than seeing things here at the Brattle, which I did when I was a teenager. So it's too bad to see it go. I wish that we had millions of dollars to get in there and take it over and make it a super amazing place, but I don't think that's going to happen.
At the same time, though, Ned Hinkle and his staff are preparing to absorb the AMC Lowe's moviegoers who might come the Brattle's way now that it's the only movie house left in Harvard Square. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.